So far, about 100,000 voters have already cast their ballots for the Democratic primary, according to the Virginia Public Access Project. Assuming the turnout for this election is roughly similar to the Democratic primary 4 years ago, that would be about 20% of voters who have already voted. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says that might indicate a lack of enthusiasm.
You would anticipate a bit more early voting, given the looser rules that are in place now, than you might be seeing here.
But David Ramadan at George Mason University's Schar School says it's still too early to tell if voters have a lack of enthusiasm or not.
People still have time, and in a primary, they're not worried about long lines on election day, and there's a weekend coming, and the campaigns do not kick in their GOTV effort till 10 days before the election. Therefore, right after Memorial Day, we will see that week, that eight-day period until the June primary is when we're going to see the highest number of pre-voting.
Voters used to have to give election officials a reason for casting an in-person absentee ballot. Now the laws have changed and voters no longer need an excuse. They can vote anytime they want between now and the primary on June 8th. Michael Pope.